This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. lawmakers will travel to the state of New Mexico in the coming week as they search for answers about how a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died while in U.S. custody. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says the death of the girl illustrates the dangers of an illegal border crossing.
It's heart-wrenching is what it is, and my heart goes out to the family, all of DHS. This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally.
Young girl died of what medical officials preliminarily determined as sepsis shock. Official accounts indicate the girl received a quick assessment, but it took too long to transport her to the hospital. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Chairman of those talks, Mikhail Ukhatekha, said the accord is just the beginning.
We will all have to give in order to gain. We will all have to be courageous to look into the future and make yet another step for the sake of humanity.
President Trump has said the United States will be pulling out of the Paris Accord. U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike. No civilians were involved. The airstrike occurred south of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Military said the strike was conducted in close coordination with the Somali government to degrade Al-Shabaab's freedom of movement. United States says it welcomes actions by Pakistan taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war in neighboring Afghanistan comes as the next round of peace talks are set for Monday. This is VOA News. French protesters for the 5th straight week rallied against the high cost of living, although demonstrations this weekend were more subdued nationwide, partly due to concessions made by President Emmanuel Macron earlier in the week. Reuters' Lauren Antony reporting.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week. Government officials and opposition politicians called for protesters to stay off the streets this weekend after 4 people were killed in a gun attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg earlier this week.
Reuters' Lauren Antony. Church of England's bishops are saying the Brexit debate needs a change of tone. They're calling for national unity following a week of divisive discussions around Britain's efforts to leave the European Union. Anglican leaders urge politicians and the public to insert some civility into the debate. President Trump says his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will leave his administration at the end of the year. Zinke's departure was Mr. Trump's second highest-level personnel announcement in less than a day and the latest in a series of officials to leave the Trump administration under a cloud of controversy. President Trump is pushing Congress to come up with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act, even as the White House says the so-called Obamacare will remain in place for now. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
Now that a Republican-appointed federal judge has ruled Obamacare invalid, President Trump says he's going to get the overhaul he's wanted.
On the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
Democrats were united in condemning the judge's ruling, and supporters of Obamacare have vowed to take their fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Republican leader Paul Ryan says the House was not party to the lawsuit and are reviewing the ruling and its impact. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of volunteers took part in an annual holiday tradition here in the U.S., placing wreaths at more than 250,000 headstones at Arlington National Cemetery outside of Washington. The event to honor soldiers who serve and died in the country is planned and coordinated by a group called Wreaths Across America. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.